When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, yeah, the snooker shootout fella that was off for the last couple of days. Just get over it, all right? I'm back. And there's nothing you can do. Well, you can turn off if you want, but then you'll miss a wonderful podcast coming up. Which, would you believe, begins with the reaction on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday at 10 p.m. With me and the fun boy Jason Cundy, reaction to, of course, Leeds beating Crystal Palace in the Premier League.
This was a pretty emphatic performance from Leeds. They won't get too many games as easy as this one. I think Roy Hodgson will have plenty of questions to answer on the way home tonight.
Directly after a defeat like this, where I've seen the team play way below what I've been seeing lately, one's always a little bit down after a defeat, and I was particularly down tonight because I thought that, you know, we didn't really play anywhere near as well as I know we can play.
Depends what you want. If you want a man side in the Premier League next season, Roy Hodgson is your go-to guy because he's going to guarantee that. But do they start to feel now? No, we want a little bit more. We want, but that comes with its own risks.
To get what?
Top half? Could you get the best out of certain players like Eze and Zaha and give them a little bit more, Townsend, give them a bit more to work with? Or do you say, do you know what? We know what we are. Know who we are. We've been down this route before. They had to sack De Boer after four games, was it? It was a handbrake turn. They felt after four games was never going to work. And it turned out to be the right decision because they stayed in the league. But they were rotten.
The problem is, the board are risk averse. So they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna want to bring in someone, you know, and we might go down. And also, like, who are the options? A lot of people talk about Eddie Howe, but
there's always options,
Andy. Yeah, but who? Wouldn't mind Lampard.
Rafinha's shot was well saved by Gaeta. Ball bounced back to Bamford, left-footed from about 12 yards out. The goal unmarked. He rolled it in.
But the fact that we absolutely battered them with inferior players, I mean, that just shows what a genius Bielsa is, I think. He does obviously get credit, but also a lot of people that will slag him off a bit, and I think he gets enough credit, to be honest.
And the fallout continued from Liverpool's 4. Oh, sorry, don't leave that in. That's embarrassing, that is. Let me try that one again, Tom. And the fallout continued. I don't think I'm going to be able to get this line out about Liverpool getting beaten 4-1. Let's try it again. Obviously, Tom, if you could take all this out, this is embarrassing. Very unprofessional of me. And the fallout continued with Liverpool's 4-1 humiliation. Oh, I don't think I'll be able to get through it. Anyway, they lost at home against Man City. Excuse me. I'll try and be professional now. Will they remain in the top four or even the top half of this season? Let's find out as we ask Noel Gallagher, Didi Haman, and the Watford captain, Troy Deeney. Oh, and Danny Murphy and Adrian Durham.
2 wins in 9, 4 defeats in those 9 as well. Klopp was moaning before the game about City having COVID. I mean, what is he talking about? What's that got to do with anything? He's moaning after the game about Alisson having cold feet. Losing it.
Gundogan, who has put Manchester City ahead from 3-4 yards out. The work on the left-hand side from Raheem Sterling.
Trent Alexander-Arnold is not a defender. I was actually genuinely shocked how easy it was for Sterling. I know Sterling's brilliant,
yeah. But
wow, I mean, that was stunning. And the last thing, when it's going well for Andy Robertson, he's cocky and confident. When things aren't going well, he goes missing. Thiago, I think, is a bizarre signing. Lovely touch, gorgeous passer of the ball. He's a winner in his career, sensational, but no energy, no dynamism, so he's not Liverpool. He slows it down. They've gone from heavy metal to lift music with Thiago.
I'm struggling to find the argument about Thiago slowing the play down. It's a narrative that people have jumped on because one or two people mentioned it. He passes the ball more forward and more through the lines and more progressively than any other Liverpool midfielder. He's got the capability of opening up defences more than any Liverpool midfielder. Now, if Thiago had walked into that Liverpool team that was winning, playing well alongside maybe Henderson and Fabinho, you know, the two of the normal three, you wouldn't have this narrative going on.
All the great managers have always said, when you win, that's the end of something. It's not the beginning of something. Do you know what I mean? You've got to go again. And it's hard to retain those titles. I never thought, you know, I'd see City win a title, far less back-to-back titles. But I think that Liverpool team, their best years were spent getting there. And now they're there. I think they're done.
When you've been so successful like Liverpool have, and now they're going through this period of a bit of a blip, I think that's where Van Dijk is massively missed. I think he's that calm and strength that no matter what, this is what I'm going to do, and you can rely on him, and that gives others confidence, and that's the leadership that they're kind of missing at this moment in time, not just because he's a centre-half and they've gone through injuries, just that presence of, don't worry, lads, I'll sort this.
I felt if they were going to play either the two centre-halves they bought, they had from Preston as well, they had to play one of those two or both or do something against Brighton. Mm-hmm. The fact that he didn't, you can't put them in against City. This problem is becoming bigger and more obvious every single game.
Liverpool can now focus on finishing top four. Liverpool 1, Man City 4.
I just can't see Liverpool, the way they're playing at the moment, to go on a run of 3, 4, 5 winning games. Whereas I think if you look at Leicester, if you look at Chelsea, I think they're capable of doing that.
Phil Foden, is he all that? Well, let's find out now from Troy Deeney, Danny Murphy and Noel Gallagher.
His game yesterday was 10 out of 10 and the goal was unbelievable, but the way that he set up Gundogan for that, you know, he danced around two defenders at the byline. Yeah. He's like, he's 20 years old, man. It's freakish. You know, we've got an absolute £200 million player there. Easy.
Young Phil Foden, who's been sensational today. Left-footed, driving his way in from the right side of the penalty area and unleashing a left-footed rocket.
When I first saw him, he looked like a dribbling winger who beats people, which he can do effortlessly. He glides past people. And, of course, he's got that gift of scoring goals. You know, making goals and scoring goals as a creative player is what your job is. What's going to be his best position in time, we'll have to wait and see. I think for me, probably more central, in a more David Silva role, where he can influence the game more. But at the moment, just playing football, watching him play is a joy.
When a manager of the calibre of Pep is not letting you go out on loan, that shows that he knows how special he is, and he wanted him to learn off David Silva last year and obviously Kevin De Bruyne at the moment. Just look around and see what these boys do on a daily basis.
Thought about a shot from 30 yards and then works it for him. Foden! Oh, brilliant! That is a magnificent goal!
That is what I think is ultimately showed to be, you know, a touch of class from Pep Guardiola as well, because it's very easy for him to go and buy whoever he wants. And, you know, he's put faith in Phil Foden, and he just looks like he's playing street football with his mates.
He's 20, he's an England international, 2 goals in 3 internationals already. We're moving into the Euros. Manchester City are in this sort of post-David Silva era, and you've got a player like Phil Foden, he's a generational talent.
Now, you may remember back in the day, to be specific, March 2015... on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m, Rodney Marsh said this about Harry Kane.
£100 million. I think Harry Kane is going to go on to become a bigger and better player than Alan Shearer.
Well, this is Simon Jordan claiming that Kane is worth now £150 million. By the way, well done to the backroom staff here, actually finding something from a previous show. Good work, even though it was 6 years ago. Well done.
The marketplace right now for Harry Kane to go for anything vaguely resembling what Tottenham might want for him, Tottenham would want, whether it's right or wrong and whether we can pick the bones out of this, is £150 million for him. Right? Who right now is going to pay that? Madrid aren't going to pay it. Barcelona aren't going to pay it.
No.
Who's going to pay this dough?
Quick done by Kane, and Harry Kane has done it. In the 88th minute, he scores his 150th Premier League goal.
Man City are governed by the same protocol. So, I mean, that's a place he could go and a space that he could go into. But I don't like, every time we link someone to a bigger club, then Man City become the ultimate victim of people suggesting that all they do is buy the best players. I just feel that Mourinho has an innate ability to keep players enfranchised that he likes. And he likes Harry Kane.
Now, the Premier League referee Mike Dean has notified police after his family received a number of threats, including death threats and abusive messages. Dean has received criticism for sending off West Ham midfielder Thomas Suchek on Saturday. And on Drive, Andy Townsend spoke about why he has never opened a social media account. And Adrian Durham also revealed some of the abuse he's received online.
About 7 or 8 years ago, I tweeted something about the Hillsborough Memorial. I'd been to Liverpool for a game and I visited the memorial. And I tweeted something about it and somebody sent me some awful abuse, turned it right around into something it wasn't. And he then, this guy, he had a lot of followers, he then fabricated a tweet, made it look like it was a tweet from me that he was retweeting,
right,
which basically made me out to be a paedophile, okay? And I've got to tell you that the next 3 or 4 months were horrific. I mean, truly horrific for me. A lot of people jumped on. Some professional journalists who are still working in the industry jumped on it and really had a go, went to town. You know, I've forgiven, if not forgotten, I have forgiven. It was a horrible, horrible time.
And did they find that individual?
Here's the thing. I went to Twitter. I've still got the records of this. I went to Twitter and they said no rules have been broken. Can you believe that? No rules have been broken with that. So I had to leave it. I asked the police if, you know, a contact within the police force, what I should do. And he said, nothing's going to get done about that, I'm afraid. No rules have been broken. So it's not worth a while. Police investigating. Doesn't matter what it does to me, does it?
No.
However, and you know, and Mike Dean knows right now that the individuals involved, these are the ones that suffer. Something has to be done to help these guys because they are poisonous and their poison and their evil thoughts are going on Twitter and it will do them in the end. And the proof of that is that this guy who tweeted me, Andy, I looked him up recently. This is 7 or 8 years ago. I looked him up recently. In December, he sent out a tweet saying that he was coming off Twitter for mental health reasons. All that poison and evil that he had spewed out on social media over the years had finally gone back in on him. And I actually felt sorry for the guy because I just could not understand how that dark side had been allowed to get worse and fester and then produce itself out in public to the world, to a complete stranger, and then it's turned around on him. And I hope he gets the help he needs.
I don't do social media. I never have. And I'm actually quite proud of the fact I've never wanted to do it because there's nothing in it for me. If someone was going to have a dip at me on Twitter, aid, I would get straight on that keyboard and it would be red hot and I'd be firing it back. And then what am I doing?
Now, England will need 9 wickets on the final day to beat India after setting up their victory push on day 4 of the first test. Every ball of today's action will be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. We'll hear from Gareth Batty on England's chances of winning the test. But first, this is England bowling coach John Lewis, who has never knowingly underbowled. That's apparently a John Lewis gag, which has gone over my head.
What's really impressive about this group, Mark, is how calm they are. So, yeah, they're quietly confident, but not boisterous. You know what I mean? I've been in lots of dressing rooms where you get into this position and everyone thinks the game's done and dusted, but they're very aware that the Indians are a strong side and they've got to do their basics really well tomorrow.
Silly points slip in place.
Yeah! And he's bowled him! Absolute beauty by Jack Leach. Gone past the outside edge of Rohit Sharma's bat.
I think he actually bowled beautifully tonight, Jack Leach. And that's a big positive for England going into tomorrow. He actually bowled well tonight.
I think it will ebb and flow throughout the day because of the skill sets of the Indian batters. I don't think England will have it all their own way. England will win for me, definitely. I don't think India can win.
And we finish with the wonderful Hawksby and Jacobs and Clips of the Month.
It's Alvin Martin during commentary of Stockport versus West Ham alongside Sam Matterface.
Do you remember the end of Gladiators?
Yeah.
You know, Gladiators ready, contestants ready. Do you remember that?
Oh, that one. I thought you meant the film.
No. You know that challenge that they do at the end where they have to run up that travelator thing?
Yeah.
That's what it's like running out here at the moment.
I don't really get that one.
You know, well, it's difficult to run because the thing's going the other way.
Yeah,
so heavy underfoot.
Whatever.
Not having Alvin, is he?
Well, if he hadn't seen Gladiators, how, why would he know what a travelator is?
Travelators, with Russell Crowe. This is Ray Parler now at Luton versus Bournemouth.
They're just a little bit slow in possession. They've got to move the ball a little bit quicker. It's a little bit bobbly out on the pitch. And on the break, they look quite dangerous. They're just lacking that little bit of quality in that final third. Both teams. Bournemouth got to step it up a little bit with the pace of the passing. But in that final third, make sure that little bit of quality is there.
Yeah, we do like Ray's little bits, which is why we gave it the music treatment, of course.
Just a little bit. It's a little bit. Just a little bit.
does work well.
There you go. So, yes, what's next, Andy?
It's Gary Scott with the travel.
The lane's closed northbound from Junction 14 to Central Milton Keynes, going towards Northampton at Junction 15. In Northamptonshire, a toaster on the A43.
Just move it, then. It can't be that big. This is a big industrial one they have in a factory or something, but I think he means in toaster, doesn't he?
Yeah, Northampton. I think so, yeah.
And we didn't realise quite how much Laura Woods dislikes the Jim White show.
Jim White is back alongside former Manchester City winger Trevor Sinclair, and his sidekick joins us as well. Simon Jordan, that's all from 10 o'clock on TalkSport this morning. Don't listen.
God, harsh.
Very harsh.
Don't listen.
And finally, this is Sam Matterface commentating on Liverpool v Spurs.
It'll probably be forgotten in the fullness of time because of the victory that Liverpool looked to almost certainly be waging on Tottenham. But Højbjerg's crack was a special sight.
Dirty boy.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. A reminder that you can hear live exclusive coverage, come on United, Manchester, of Manchester United against West Ham United in the FA Cup fifth round right here on TalkSport. That's it. Thanks for listening on Acast, Spotify, or Apple Pods. I'm, of course, back on the Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. taking your calls with the fun boy after that game. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.